Blog Talk Radio.
All right, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Family, today is August 18th, 2018. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're on one of our former sites, family, so I've tried to link everything within the title so you can go back. We're doing part four today. It's called Increased Knowledge, the Time of the End. But in order to really understand this, go back to the site that is linked up within the description on our 2018 Biblical Hebrews of the Bible on Blog Talk Radio. So there's three parts prior to this with increased knowledge. We're getting ready to get to the fourth part. And we're going to be talking about the time of the end is when all this was prophesied to happen. Many people are looking to things, waiting for these things to happen. But if you're reading the scripture with spiritual understanding, allowing the spirit to decipher the truth from the lie, you're going to realize a lot of this has happened. And what we should be experiencing now is happening, but many people don't going on in the world today. So we're going to give some spiritual insight on the time of the end today. So let's all just get together, family, by the Spirit, because our Father is a Spirit. So we're going to get together in the Spirit right now and just give Him spiritual thanks and praise. Heavenly Father, we all come together seeking Your Spirit and truth, Father. Father, we thank You for Yahushua, known by the world as Jesus. We thank You for the Spirit, the Comforter, that now resides within us. We thank You for His second coming. We thank You for the truth of the Spirit, these words that we read in English, Father. We thank You for the Spirit that comforts us, leads us, and guides us. Father, we ask for a blessing for all those who have ears to hear. Father, let them hear. Father, we just ask for a blessing for our family, all the children of Israel, spiritual Israel, and we come together to give You thanks and praise. We say hallelujah. Thank You, Father. All right. We're getting ready to get started. Family, let's go. We're going to deal with part four, increased knowledge, the time of the end. Now, like I said, I hope you've been listening to those prior lessons. They're in the description. Go back to them and listen to them all in order, because I want to make sure that you're spiritually getting fed with the right information. Now, I'm going to pick up with the time of the end with Daniel 12:4. He let us know, the Father put it through Daniel by spirit to give us this word. It reads, Daniel 12, verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." So, we know that this book, well, all you got to do is go back through the scriptures. Everybody spoke of the book. The book is the law, okay? It's going to be sealed up to the time of the end. Now, somebody's going to fulfill this, but it's not going to happen till the end. So, in the meantime, many people are going to be running to and fro. Later we read about many running to and fro in Daniel 12:4, and this knowledge is going to be increased. So while many are running to and fro during this famine, seeking the word, and they won't find it, there will be many running to and fro, and during this time as well, knowledge is going to be increased. But Daniel was told to shut up the words and seal this book, even to the time of the end. So what are we waiting for? What? Some people are waiting for the time of the end. Well, we're going to get to scripture and let you know when that occurred. Okay, you go to Isaiah 59. I'm only reading these scriptures because later I'm a precept them. So understand what has been said within the scripture. Isaiah 59, beginning at verse 1, we were told, "Behold, the Father's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it can't hear. But your iniquities have separated you and the Father. And your sins have hid his face from you, and that he's not going to hear. Later, about six chapters later in the book of Isaiah, we read in verse 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Who's the they? Well, his people, the nations, the 12 tribes, the two kingdoms. We're reading in Isaiah. Remember, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Amos. You can keep going on with these prophets of old. They were speaking to the children of Israel. There were two kingdoms that were split from Israel, the northern and southern kingdom. Some people like to say Judah and Israel, or Judah and Samaria. Okay, those were the two kingdoms, but they were split between the 12 tribes. So let's not get it mixed up. Even though today you read about, well, they got United States is the nation under God. Well, no, 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 no. Let's go back to the scripture, to the word. We're not dealing with a place called Israel. Because Israel in the scripture is a person who became 12 tribes. So let's keep it in line with the Father's Spirit, his word. So in Isaiah 65:24, it says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I'm going to answer them. And while they, his people, are yet speaking, I'm going to hear. Okay? Do some hearing here. So we need to know, when is all this going to happen? According to the word. We're going to go back to Daniel 12:4. Daniel was told, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. During this time, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased. But what's the time of the end? When was the book read last, family, with understanding according to the scriptures, before being sealed? Oh, let's go there. Go to Luke 4. Luke 4. I'm going to read to you verses 16 to 21. It reads, and he, which is Yahushua, Jesus, for those in Christianity, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up and was, remember, before he made the law spiritual, he had to fulfill everything. So it says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book. The book. Okay? The book was still open at this point. It was still under the old covenant. And there was delivered up to Yahushua the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now, we just read what Isaiah said. Isaiah told us that because of the sin of the people, he hid his face from us, and he has separated himself from us because of our iniquities. Later, six verses later, he says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Something happened between that time. So we're going to find out what happened. It said that that book would be sealed, according to Daniel 12:4, like, that word even is like, what? The time of the end. So when was the time of the end? When you go to Luke 4, verses 16 to 21, we're going to read about it. Here's what it says. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Shabbat day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he opened the book. I hope y'all paying attention to this. He found the where it was written, the Spirit of the Father is upon me. The Spirit of the Most High, Yahushua said. It's upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. What were they captive in? Well, go back. When Adam and Eve was told to put on the coats of skin to get in this dimension, they were in their prison. The spiritual body was now covered over with flesh. That's what Satan works through. That's what he attacks. That's what we lend our vessel, our temple, for Satan to work through and to separate us by sin and iniquity from our Father and hearing from him. So Yahushua now stands up to read the book. He had the law, but he was reading from Isaiah. So when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Father is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind." He was reading something. It was the time. Then he didn't want to hear it. We can just continue reading Luke and find that out. But he says he was going to recover the sight to the blind. Remember, Isaiah was the one who said that they could have eyes, but they can't see nothing. Ears, they can't hear. We read later precepting that by certain precepts, some are going to get the truth, some are going to fall backwards. So by the time Yahushua came on the scene, trying to set those captives free, he was trying to open those eyes. He was trying to do all this. He said, "The Spirit of the Father is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Father." And Yahushua closed the book. This was why he was in the flesh. He closed that book. And he gave it again to the ministers and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day, this is the acceptable year of the Father. This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. When Yahushua opened that book, he spoke to the people while he was here in the flesh. The people couldn't receive him. We can read later in Luke 4 how they wanted to stone him and throw him off a cliff or something like that. You read yourself. But, hey, we're not finished here. Because this was the time when he was supposed to recover the sight to the blind. All we've been reading about is how the people would be going to and fro and they weren't going to hear the word. Isaiah prophesied about it. Amos prophesied about it. Daniel talked about it, closing that book up. Now, let's go to Matthew 13. Matthew 13, family, open up, because don't say Georgia said. I'm only here being used as a vessel for our Father. You read for yourself with your eyes being open. Come to the Word as a babe, a child. Allow the teacher that your Father has sent to you to teach you spiritual truth, okay, whereby you can now receive it in your spirit with understanding, because the Spirit is what gives you the increase. Matthew 13, family. Matthew 13, I'm going to read verses 10 to 17. Open up. It reads, "And the disciples came and said unto him," we're speaking of Yahushua, Jesus here, "they say, why speakest thou unto them in parables?" Now remember, he had already tried to open the book and read to them, but they didn't want to receive the truth. He was trying to give them back their sight. Many of them couldn't see it. All they saw was the flesh covenants of Moses. That's all they understood. They don't understand his second coming. Because they asked, how can a man be born again? Family, let's get to the word. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables, unto the multitude, the people? Yahushua answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. These are spiritual things. But to them it is not given. He is making a distinction from who should be receiving and who it wasn't meant for them to receive. They will not get it. Ain't nothing new underneath the sun what you see today. Let's continue. Whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. What is he speaking about? Well, our Father is the author and finisher of our faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Well, the word. Everybody from Genesis 7, Adam and Eve, that lineage, not Cain's, day six creation, male and female together, no. Day seven, where this vessel was given a spirit. So he's talking to those. They all had the spirit. We read about the lineage. It tells you about Cain and Abel. That's all you're reading about is that lineage throughout the book. By the time you get to Genesis 9, we start, or 10 or 11, we start reading about Tower of Babel and how his people were scattered amongst some other people, the owls of the Gentiles. The owls of the Gentiles. The same thing happened after the siege of Jerusalem. We were all scattered among the other people, the owls of the Gentiles. All right, fam, I don't know if y'all getting this, but I hope you are. So if you have a spirit, the Father's saying, this is why I'm speaking in parables, because it wasn't meant for everybody. But if you have a spirit, let the spirit speak it expressly. Now you'll understand. If you have the spirit, you're going to be given more abundance of understanding. But whoever hath not, which means you got the spirit of this world in you. Not that you didn't start off being the Father's, but you, It says, from this one shall be taken away even what he hath. He said, therefore speak I, seeing, see not, in hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. We read not the same book today. The same book. They read by the flesh. Hey, I'm going to let the Spirit lead me as well as you will let the Spirit lead you. Because it's the Spirit that deciphers what those words mean. So he says, therefore, I speak to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them, the ones who don't hear, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said it, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. They didn't circumcise their heart. They were too busy, even today, trying to circumcise the outer parts. What you wear, you got a male circumcision, it's about the males. Shabbat, a Passover. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. We just read Isaiah, what he said, which said it, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive. For the people's heart is waxed gross. Their heart has not been circumcised. It has not received the heart of flesh that was supposed to be put back into them. They have not been born again, family. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. They weren't meant to be healed. Later, I'm going to tell you what the Father shared with me, family, about what all this is about. And I'm going to bring these scriptures back up to your understanding. You're going to really get it then. Right now, I don't want to get into it because some will say, oh, no, Sister Georgia. Hey, pay attention. The Father says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, that's the same thing as when we go back, and when we go back to Daniel 12:4, but thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. This is the separation. The Father said, don't think that I've come to bring peace, but I come to bring the sword, the word. He is getting ready to separate the sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tare. The unrighteous from the righteous. This is it, family. I hope you're paying attention. So now let's go a little further, because some need more, and I will give it to you. He says, I'm not going to read any more of that. We're going to go. Listen, Yahushua continues to give us an understanding of this process of spiritual lack of knowledge. And many people didn't pick it up. We're going to go there. Matthew 24. Let's go there. I'm going to read from Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2. And then I'm going to jump down and read verses 14 and 15. You're going to get it. You're going to get it like you never got it before. It reads, Matthew 24, verse 1. And Yahushua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Are we going to stop? We're going to stop. I just read Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2. Now, or rather, I think I just read, I just read verse 1. I think I can, my screen is so small, family. But work with me. Pay attention to what just happened. I'm going to read it slow, and I'm going to emphasize the words. And Yahushua, this is the Spirit, went out. He left. Where did he leave? From the temple. Are we talking, if you read all this, you're going to find out. The temple, he tells you, is not a building, but it's us, the body. We're the temple of the Most High. So at this point, he's saying, he left the temple, okay? Then it says, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of a physical temple. And Yahushua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Now, they're looking at the physical things. That's all they're looking at is these physical buildings, the buildings of the temple. What they can see with their eyes. He said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. What he's saying is, he is departing out of his spiritual temple, which is us. This is how that decrease of knowledge would happen, where he could scatter children, his people, with the unrighteous across the four corners of the earth. But it was his people he was doing this to. When the Spirit leaves the building, the temple, there's a decrease. Now, they were looking at physical buildings. He was talking a spiritual message. He said, not only this, but he's showing them, you see all these things? There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down, because he scattered all the people, family. Go down to Matthew 24, verse 14 and 15. Now, check it out. Get out. Now we're going to get ready to read how the increased knowledge will come in. It tells us. Verse 14 of Matthew 24. In this gospel of the kingdom, what Yahushua came, the revelation of Yahushua, this gospel of the kingdom, what kingdom? Well, all the kingdoms of the earth, and there were two, the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. These kingdoms will be now the kingdom of our Father. These nations, he's going to gather his people up. Well, they are the spiritual 12 tribes. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place or the righteous place, we're talking about a spiritual place, which is our temple. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now, Matthew 24, verse 14 and 15. He just let you know prior, when we read verses 1 and 2, that he wasn't talking about the building that the people saw of the temple. That's not the temple or the buildings, our bodies. He wasn't talking about the physical things. He was talking about the spiritual things, our bodies. He said, not one will be left upon another. By the time you get to 14 and 15, he said, now check this out. When will the income family? He told you, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Now, where did his apostles go, or disciples at the time, go to preach. They went to preach to all of his children that were scattered among the Gentiles at that time. He said he first came to his own, but his own received him not. They were in Jerusalem. So then he went out. He talked to the woman at Samaria. She was part of the, northern kingdom. Okay? She told you, hey, this well belongs to our forefather Jacob. And he told her, you ain't got no husband, even though she says she has seven. He wasn't talking about a physical husband. He was talking about a spiritual. Because you don't know me. We know that the northern kingdom, which is Ephraim, that's another name for it, or Israel, they went into idolatry. So she was a woman who, I guess you could say, people say, well, she had seven husbands. She was committing adultery. Well, yes, spiritually, because she didn't have the father. Okay? But after the word is preached, Yahushua set his disciples out to have the other nations, the 12 tribes, hear the word. Once they heard the word, then it says, shall the end come? When did the end come? Well, the end came at Yahushua's ending upon the flesh in this world. When the end came, he told you it was fulfilled. It was fulfilled. Let me give you another understanding. Hold on. Before I finish that, let me read the last part of Matthew 24, verse 15. It says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, this is what destroys the people. This is the evil spirit spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Stand in the temple or the set apart place in the vessel of what should be sacred. Whosoever reads, let him understand what's happening. Okay? The word was preached, but many wouldn't receive it, like today. But it was prophesied that they would have ears and eyes and can't hear, can't see, can't perceive, no understanding. But when would this end be? We can go back to Apocrypha. This is in the Apocrypha. And many people will say, well, you're going in the Apocrypha. Well, it says the same thing in Genesis. So let's go there. We're going to go to 2 Ezra chapter 6. I'm going to begin at verse 7 through 10. This is all you need to hear. Ezra then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of times? When is going to be that division between the righteous and the unrighteous? When are you going to do this, Father? Or when shall be the end of the first rule? Because we're not, at this time, we were not sitting where we needed to be. I got 90 seconds, family. I hope they don't cut me off. But he says, then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? Or when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel Esau. For Esau is the end of the world. Esau is the world. And Jacob is the beginning of it that is betwixt the heel and the hand. So during this time where Esau, the world, Rome, Yahushua came in and he said it's fulfilled, it's accomplished. So now people are going to start to hear because he's doing something that was never done in anybody else's time but ours. Okay, we're reading it in the book. This goes into letting you know, family, if you understand the spirit, the second coming, he came into us, the comforter came. This lets you know he's dwelling within us. Haggai 2, verse 9 reads, the glory of this latter house or temple, the glory of this latter house or temple shall be greater than the former, saith the Father of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Father of hosts. Family, I don't know if I'm going to get cut off, but I want to share that with you. I got more, but you know, my time is short. So you keep with the word. I got way more. You're going to love it. Hey, praise our Father. Hallelujah. And those who have helped me, I appreciate all the extra help. And I appreciate the family for all your prayers. I'll be praying for you. Continue praying for me. Shalom.